The reason why the outdoors is safer in general is because the wind is there. So the wind acts like a gigantic fan and can circulate the air so that the virus doesn't necessarily stay in one location. But we have to keep in mind that it's not like a binary situation where, okay, as long as I'm outdoors, everything's safe. It's not as if the wind can act as a gigantic vacuum and suck up, the virus as soon as it comes out of people's mouths. If you're next to people, if you're next to a bunch of people and someone's infected, that virus can still hang in the air. So that's the big concern. So if you're not checking if making sure that everyone's vaccinated, if people aren't wearing face masks, there is the concern that the virus is hovering around and you can get infected by that.
Could this also be about the universities themselves because they want to get kids back into in-person learning? Most are right now. They don't want to go back to online learning. They don't want to discourage students from doing what they want to do as far as what on-campus life is all about. So are the universities sort of at the mercy of the dollar to get money back into the schools with the return to in-person learning and not discouraging students from coming to their school at all?
That is a concern. It's a concern that there's this urgency to kind of rush back because certainly the longer you delay returning to certain types of business operations or traditional operations, it's perceived that, oh, well, you might be losing money or you might be losing students or business or whatever organization you happen to be running. But we have to keep the bigger picture in mind because this is one of these situations where haste can make waste.
Do you think we need vaccine passports?
If you're going to have a situation where you're going to make separate rules or regulations for people who are vaccinated versus not vaccinated, then you need some way of determining whether people are vaccinated with vaccine passports. Otherwise, the only option is to tell everyone you have to all maintain precautions. So basically, everyone has to wear face masks. Everyone has to socially distance. And those are really the only two options. Because otherwise, having different rules for different people won't work because you can't even tell who's vaccinated versus who's not vaccinated.
Did you want that at the federal level and like a separate card from the actual vaccine card you have right now?
So the challenge with the vaccine card right now is that we're seeing a lot of counterfeits. So you can go online, you can see people advertising counterfeit cards, or you hear these stories of people faking vaccination cards. There's that story of someone putting Moderna instead of Moderna. So the advantages of doing it at a federal level is uniform across all the different states. So it's easier to check and make sure that everyone is following the same situation, following the same rules.